one of the descriptions of a way to practice mindfulness that brings it close to the idea of embodiment, being deeply connected, aware of our body, and also more closely connected to our direct experience, not just of our body, but whatever the senses pick up and whatever is known directly as it occurs in the present moment. Thoughts, feelings, all kinds of things. And that's the idea of intimacy. To be intimate with the experience. Intimate with the direct experience. Intimate with the experience that is occurring. And to stay along, follow along with the occurring experience without retrospective thinking. What just happened? Or that shouldn't have happened. Or I wish that would happen again. Or without wishful thinking or any kind of thinking of the future, I hope that will happen, or what will happen at the next sitting? Making plans for the next sitting while you're doing this sitting. Staying here. And some of that intimacy has to do with no longer being so involved in the discursive mind, mental proliferation of thoughts and ideas. Because that's the world that it brings in the future and the past. That's the world that can interfere with an intimacy. Maybe some of you have been in a place in a kitchen or something where you're going along just fine, but then the elevator stopped humming. You didn't even know it was humming, but as soon as that happened, there's something satisfying, some settling, some kind of connecting to a kind of different way of being. Some tension gets released. Or in a house or building where there's lots of people talking and arguing about the nature of Nibbana, and they're at it full swing, talking over each other, even yelling. But then at some point, someone realizes you're meditating, so they close the door. And you still hear a little bit the animated conversation, but it's kind of, now it kind of recedes into the background, and now you feel, more here, connected. The thinking mind might not disappear, but it recedes, quiets. An image or an idea of this intimacy that's sometimes used is that of taking a dip into a wonderful pool of water. I've been in hot springs in the winter. It was really, really cold in the air, sitting out in the air and getting cold, and then slipping into the water, and just feeling, it's like, lowering into the waters. Sometimes that meditators have that feeling of lowering themselves into their body, dipping down to the intimacy of direct embodied experience. Kind of dipping down to the experience from the inside out. Like the whole body is the hot spring or the lake. Lowering in, lowering oneself down out of the, I don't know if this is fair to say, the cold world of our thinking or and these four foundations of mindfulness are this domain or ancestral homeland of direct experience that can be this dipping into the intimacy of the present moment. Resting in the body's experience. How does the body experience whatever is happening? What's the body's experience of breathing apart from the judgments, the wishes, the fears that we might have about breathing? Just letting it be the body's experience. What is the embodied experience of walking, of eating, independent of where we walk, how we walk even? Independent of what we're eating or when we're eating or all these ideas, who we're eating with, just this paradigm shift to the direct experience. How is it for the body? And to lower oneself into the pool of the body to feel and sense. Rather than being involved in liking and not liking, preferring or not preferring, there's a direct experience of pleasant and unpleasant. And that too can have an intimacy. That way, it's a way of being simple with the mindfulness. Liking and not liking, preferences, tend to be more complicated in the mind. And this ancestral homeland of the simplicity of pleasant, unpleasant, comfortable, uncomfortable, without struggle, without being caught up in discursive thought or meaning-making thought. Just experience. The direct experience of the state of your mind, or state of your heart, the quality of your inner being, not judging it or reacting to it in the thinking world, up in the control tower. But this lowering yourself into the pool of the body and sensing and feeling, recognizing the kind of deeper mind state you're in. Experimenting with finding the way to be with it and to know it without judgment or being for or against. An intimacy that allows things to be as they are, but we know it, feel it, mindful of it, without being identified with it. A kind of mindfulness, awareness, that has room for our inner life. And if we identify with anything, we identify with the room, the space that can hold it. And this intimacy with our quality of our inner being is a means by which we can recognize how that in the mind, the heart, the inner qualities can become contracted or expansive. Your thoughts will start to get preoccupied with some Dharma teaching, and you feel that something contracts, gets tight, narrow. Maybe your mind lets go of thinking about Dharma ideas, and something relaxes and opens. Expands. We get caught in sensual desire or ill will, and something contracts or tightens, narrows. And the intimacy of it all, we feel the effect of the simplicity of it's just contraction, just tightness. Just a narrowing of attention around desire and aversion. No need to analyze. Or there's a pleasure of expanding, of opening, of releasing the contraction. No need to think a lot about it, but to the direct experience of expanding, opening, widening, freeing. Dipping into the body. And the feeling tones begins to allow for a profound attention. Maybe an embodied attention. Maybe has a softness or a beauty or a openness, a sensitivity. that recognizes the simple movements of contraction and expansion, tightening and loosening. Narrowing and widening. Clinging and non-clinging. Slipping into the pool of your body. And as you exhale, relaxing. A relaxing of the body that is also relaxing into the body. A settling. The direct experience of breathing as experienced by the body. An intimacy with the body breathing. Feeling what's pleasant and unpleasant in the breathing, with the breathing. Remembering to allow yourself to feel any pleasure that happens with your breathing. In some deep way, how are you? Being there with mindfulness of breathing. What's the quality of your inner life? Almost like the atmosphere within which you're breathing. Making room for it. Making room for how you are while you're breathing in the middle of it. And while being connected, sensing, feeling the body breathing, noticing if any contractions occur, or opening, expansion, any tightening in the mind or the heart, releasing. Narrowing or widening. Clinging. Not clinging in relationship to breathing. in intimacy with breathing, free of right and wrong, whatever is occurring that comes into the forefront. Feel it in your body, the bodily expression of it. Recognize whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neither. What is the state of mind, heart, or inner life like in relationship to it? Is there any tension, resistance, clinging? Aware of it all from a profound attention that is untroubled by what is known. Which is intimate without reacting, without proliferating thoughts. when you find yourself involved in thinking. No need to be troubled by that. You might slide into feeling what it's like physically in the thinking muscle. Take the time to feel whether it's pleasant or unpleasant. Take the time to feel the mind state, the quality of your inner life that's involved with thinking. And see and feel whether there's any contraction, tightness, pressure, agitation with your thinking, or with the way to which you're glued to your thinking. Not making thinking a problem, but stepping away from the usual involvement. For an intimacy with the physicality of it, the feeling tone of it, the mind state, and any clinging that's involved, any leaning into. Any stickiness, tightness that occurs while you're thinking. Take time to feel it with profound attention, as if you have all the time in the world. Until you feel that place where there's a loosening, opening. Non-identification. and then getting ready for what we call the end of the sitting. Ending is an arbitrary line. It doesn't have to involve the loss of an intimacy, a closeness to your direct experience. And even when you open your eyes and shift your posture, maybe do it in such a way that it feels like it's in harmony. With an intimacy or quietude or a profound attention. So as I bow to you with gratitude, we call it the end of the sitting. So one of the hopes I have in the talk last night and now in this guided meditation today is you start getting a feel for this, what I'm calling a paradigm shift from a usual way of interacting, being involved with your life that often involves a lot of complex ideas and thoughts, constructions, past and future, meanings and interpretations, often involves constructed ideas of identity and self. These aren't necessarily a problem that these occur, but they often do involve the kind of a higher order way of being with the life that we're a little bit removed from our capacity for this intimacy, an intimacy in which there's a profound attention, which is valuable because it's a source of wisdom, a deep, kind of deeper understanding. And so the Buddha's teachings on the Four Foundations of Mindfulness is not directly just pay attention to everything, as if everything is equal. There is a prioritization of a certain areas of what we bring attention to. It could be in relationship to any experience, but it's prioritizing how it feels in the body, prioritizing the feeling tone, the mind state, or what I call the quality of the inner being, inner life. And the fourth foundation is that of dhammas, which for now I'm just calling seeing the distinction between contraction and expansion, clinging and non-clinging, tightening and loosening. These little movements that are so simple and basic, maybe even amoeba-like. So stay close to that simplicity, stay close to that kind of where it begins or where that's below, or the Buddha suggesting that staying that simple is a paradigm shift that is really helpful for the cultivation of profound attention. And this can be done throughout the day in the retreat center, staying close to the body's experience of whatever you're doing, the feeling tone of it, the mind state in it, the tightness or the hurriedness of the mind. So I'll give you a case study. When you are going to open a door, it can be done like second nature, so much so that you might think you're being mindful of something else, maybe your feet as they walk and step across a threshold. But in the reaching for the handle, feeling the physicality of that arm and hand stretching, feeling the sensuality or the physicality, intimacy of the touch against the handle, the holding it. Take your time. Most of the doors you'll open are probably just no one else is going to do it anytime soon. So you can take your time to feel it. And then, you know, is it pleasant and unpleasant? What's the mind state? Is there contraction? Is there hurry? Is there impatience? Is there lots of patience, infinite time to feel the door handle? And then feel how the physical sensations change as you pull the handle down. What happens in your arm as you pull the door open? All these four domains are right there to be noticed. And then you step through the door, and then, you know, it's really delight. It can be a pleasure to just stay with the door. You become friends and really feel what it's like to close the door, maybe while the handle is down, so that the sudden sound of the click of the latch doesn't happen. So it's all kind of smooth and quiet. So the handle is down as you bring the door to a close. Once it's all the way closed, the sensual feeling of letting the handle come up. Right there. Who knows? Maybe that's where you'll be enlightened. You won't be enlightened if you just kind of jerk it open and step right in and let it slam behind you. The monk, the Christian monk, Thomas Merton, wonderful and contemplative, was asked what he'd learned from all his years in the monastery. And he said he'd learned to open and close doors. Maybe someone asks you what you learned at IRC. And you say, I learned to open and close doors. And the people out there, that's weird. The people here say, yeah. Who would have known? And for those of you online, all this is true for you too. You probably have doors to open and close. Thank you.